Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. You know it's Thursday. It's time to do it. It's time to do that wild and Dina time. Well, tonight, Dina's having some time for herself, so I want all of you guys to sit back. It's Jethro Smith, and we're going to go live here. We're going to give readings over the phone. I'm getting the phones ready. Those of you calling in know that that's what part of the Gone Wild is. The other part of it is also being able to really enjoy yourself. We are putting out a little bit of marketing tonight here, so I am going to ask you guys to go to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Notice, as we go through this, the situation. We have people that are doing this and intending to have them come in every night. We love you here. Know that we're going to be helping you, and the best way to do that is at PsychicsGoneWild.com. Those who are intending to work with me, I had a lot of you guys writing there. I do apologize. I'm very busy. So if you write in to me on Facebook or my email, the best way to get into me is JethroSmith.net. Set a time. Get it up. I do not do free email readings. I think that's very nice to ask, but in the other respect, for my time and for what I'm doing, that's a lot to ask. I have to do this to keep the lights on and keep it going. So hang on, everybody. Let's get wild. And I want to take just a minute for our Rose. And we want to hear our Rose K's beautiful song, I Do Love You.
Thank you.
And I do. And here we go. Let's get wild. We have a couple of emails here starting off tonight. Jethro, I have to ask you and Dina, what is going on with this world? One thing I've noticed in the last 2 weeks is every time I talk to a friend or I hear someone tell me there's something going retro, backwards, or some other thing, I want to ask them, this world's been doing this for all these centuries and we got along. What's the problem? But I do have to know, well, there's something happening because the last week has been very chaotic for me. That's the energy that's out there. There's some very big major transitions. Yes, this universe has done it, but to have a major planet going reverse, retro, backwards, is going to change your effect. What I love about the biggest thing that everyone says, they go, oh, you're always blaming it on the planets. What we're learning is we're learning to study those and do that with astrologers have learned for centuries to take and see where and what that affects. Good example? We all know of the Mercury. Mercury does communication, works with people skills, is very much a planet very close to the sun and works with Gemini. When it's going backwards, our communications or other skills happen, but we're able to clear up things that we find awkward with ourselves. So making sure that we work with this energy, we also are able to get some other individuality handled in our life at that time. So make sure if you're taking that a little bit, get on the phone here. I do encourage each and every one of you to call in 773-897-6461 if you get a chance tonight. If you have had a reading and it's been in the last week over the air with people, I will encourage you to do that. We are working together to help you. Make sure you don't, you know, take on too many times. You don't want this to be a thing. This is like sugar. You also know that you can have a great candy, but if you eat a bag of it, it's not only going to make you sick, it's there. This is the same way with a reading. You're taking energy out and you're asking the guides repeatedly the same thing. They will begin to do different respondents. So make sure those of you that are calling in, we love you. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. Let's do it. 714, this is Psychic Jethro. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, hi there. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I know that you've called in for a reading. I do a little different than everybody here. I need you to give me your name, and then I will pick up what I'm getting, or if you want, you can give me a specific question, depending on what you'd like to do with your... I can give 5 minutes. I apologize. We're packed tonight.
Okay, my name is Alexis.
Alexis, excellent energy you've got there. Alexis, you have some stuff going on. I keep feeling that... I feel there's a male that is in your life.
Yes.
And I feel that that person is also, what the guides are showing me, having some energy happening here for you that's making this involvement with you. They're telling me that there has been a lot of times that you are working with some other situations there with this male, and I feel like you have competition. I keep seeing that you kind of like that. You're kind of honored. You don't mind the fact that they know that he's yours. There's something about you conquering him that's winning the battle there.
Oh, okay.
And they're right. Showing me that this, I'm sorry, I apologize how I'm wording it, and if I don't mean to offend you, I'm just very blunt. What the guys are telling me with you also is as you were experiencing some of your work and some of your things together, the angels are also making sure that you're getting everything you wanted to have happen right now. But it's a fight. There's someone else that's still there with you in finances is what I feel you need. You need something there to break or give a better amount there for you.
Oh, okay.
And give me your question you've got here. I'm picking up pieces, and I apologize. Part of it is I just spilt water on my computer, and it doesn't look so good. So it is live. This show is real.
I'm wondering about the future of my channeling abilities.
I feel this is very good. That's why I see a lot of the purple and the weather energy around you. They're telling me that you have been working with your angels and someone's with it. It's a shame, Alexis, that if you ever get a chance in Tampa, or even better yet, I'd like to help you with a couple of the other abilities you have because your channeling is very strong, and I see you doing the excellent, like our phenomenal Patty does tomorrow night on mediumship because you're able to channel those guys in. You also have a very strength here that it's going to enhance. That's where the finances, that's what I was picking up earlier. They weren't telling me exactly where, but there's going to be something that helps others and helps you get through this crazy time you've got there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I thank you for calling in. I apologize. I got to tease you. I don't know what happened here, but my water bottle just all of a sudden did the dance, and I think it went wild. I got water all over. I'm still here. If you hear a fry, please tell them to see me in Tampa. I think I just did a medium well look.
Okay.
Thank you, Alexis, for calling in.
Thank you.
apologize here. We're a little wild. I'm very much intense, and I don't know what happened, but the energy raised so high that all of a sudden I had a water bottle just do a very crazy thing here with it. So hanging on for all of you guys that are there, make sure you take that time to get with us on it. I'm looking here. We're going to have some more phone readings. Everybody, go ahead. Go to PsycheSconeWild.com and put in a chance if you would like to win some prizes. We got something to give away tonight. We gave away I Love DC Love. I'm a Jan fan. I don't care. I like it anywhere. I've had some people ask me, what is the best number to put on things when I want to win something? We always know of the really magical 7, and it comes to mind, but I like the eternal 8, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because 8 brings in manifesting and brings in the energies there. It brings in a positive. Find that part of your life that makes you feel that energy. I have quite a few of you guys that are calling me and asking some other things. I want to tease you tonight. You're going to have to bear with me. I'm still cleaning up the water, so if you do, like I say, if there's any sizzling, you know that it's Psychic Jethro. That was very, very, very odd. I need to have someone help me, I think, here, learning how to do the radio after all these years. 950-954. How are you? 954.
Hi, how are you?
Very good psychic.
Now that you've fried your
sister. Yeah, lousy drinker. I realize that these lips of mine, they will deceive you. I have water in places I don't think the Lord allows it. I don't know what to say. It was cold, too. Yes, and I'm like, you know, I don't think that the computer ordered a sip. I don't think it even wanted a little bit, even.
I'm really thirsty, but it'll dry. That's the good part.
I'm glad you called in. And I'm picking up a little energy. Can I get your name to get permission to read you?
Fran.
I'm sorry?
Fran.
Excellent. Fran, I welcome you. I feel this very, very positive intent around you that you have some, I'm feeling there's some angels watching with you, but there's been something with business or money that's going on there.
Okay.
And I'm feeling that the guys are telling me that this is going to be a better summer than you imagined. But it seems like that there's other. I feel like you have a male there.
No, that's why I'm calling in.
Well, we need to get him there because I'm seeing that. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that there's going to be some energy. I love you, Fred. That's why I'm calling in, Jethro. Get him over here. Well, make sure he's a drinker. And I don't
mean
what
I. Yeah, the door's open.
The door's open. It's all good. Everything's time for this one to show up. Where is he at? They're telling me with you, Fran, that the other part of your energy is also developing another kinship for you. And they said that no matter what you're looking at, everything's helping, everything going together at such a rate that they said that this is part of where this financial, and I do see a person there, but I'm trying to ask them when, but they keep showing me that that the really good thing is that you're ready for not only a relationship, but we're ready for the financial change there. You've been handling a lot of extra stuff there that's really crazy. It's like
Yes. It's
been chaotic energy. It looks like there's, what did the bill keepers find you? What's going on there, friend? You need a guy there. You need somebody to protect you. These people are driving you nuts.
Well, they don't really know when this is coming into my life.
They're showing me that it's not giving me, they're telling me that it's going to be this summer. They're telling me that it looks like I would feel more here at around August because I keep getting the numbers and stuff around it, but they're not giving me a definite date, which tells me that also they want some different things from you. It seems like that what I keep seeing in the pattern is we've got to get that place and that energy for you to bring in that person is somewhere they keep showing me where you're actually physically what I'm seeing, and I don't laugh, friend, but I'm seeing you like you're ordering chopped food, like you're buying stuff that's like a butcher or someplace. You're buying some things there, and I feel like you're going to talk with someone. I also feel like that's part of the thing is that there's been people giving you attention. You've got to realize that there's sometimes people flirt with you very quietly. You're kind of like if they don't hit you over the head, you're not noticing.
That's true.
I don't notice
unless they stop me.
Mm, I love what the energy says for this. It said, that's it. That's exactly. I'm going to, and I will send you the abundance prayer. Get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com and say, Jethro, this is, you know, Fran. I'll send it to you for free. It's a very good prayer. It works on the abundance of bringing things in. I just, you know, if you've been keeping up or saw in there, I just proposed to the love of my life and was so happy. I was so lucky and got fortunate with the blessing that exactly as the angel said, they brought her exactly on the day. They brought everything as they've said, and it comes from some of the prayers and stuff I'm going to send you. We got to get a man in there for Fran.
Man out there?
Yes.
Any organic man out there?
Exactly. I know. Who wants Mattel? You know, tell. I think Barbie was crazy when she ordered Ken. She wasn't thinking. Love you, Fran. You take care, and I'm glad you called in.
I'm going to write you right now. Thank you, Jethro. Bye. Hope your computer drives.
Me too, and it seems better. Maybe it needed a sip to start its day out. I always wondered if it wasn't Irish. You know, like, here we go. Cool. Loving it. I hope you guys are having a good time. This is Psyche Jethro. We're getting a little bit wilder today and a little bit cooler and wetter. Those of you know, Tampa today, we are having one of those electric storms, and every couple hours it changes. Today it was so intense at one point. I was a little apprehensive. When it rains here, it rains at a large amount in a quick time. Quickly dried, went away, but it was a little bit of a discernment, and maybe that's part of what's got me a little there. I have a lot of you writing and going, Jethro, what are you doing? Having fun. That's what I want you to do. I want you to sit back, and I want you to relax and leave this gone wild. It has been a week. Those of you know that I took off a little time. Now I'm back working like a wild man and having fun. I had an individual tell me yesterday that they had been putting in so much energy that they had meditated to the point that their third eye was actually bulging, coming out of their head. And I teased them about being a unicorn, and then I said, you know, it happens. You've got to relax. If you want the metaphysical things to happen, the earlier caller that was having things, sometimes just sit back, relax, and let nature not only take its course, but let the fact of your guides. Your guides will help you with that. I think the best experience, those of you know, with my gift was, you know, that I was not only born with this, but it also was really enhanced, was a lot of very strong teachers working with me in different areas to make sure that everything was getting taken care of. So I have an individual here that's writing on the email, Jethro, I need to know this about my aunt. I'm sending you this picture. Why has my aunt been gone for 4 years, and we've had no signs of her coming back? My uncle and me are very worried and concerned here in Oklahoma. I have to tell you, Jethro, I really need some answers here. Looking at the picture, I'm going to tell you something here very, very, it's very sincere, Todd. What I'm seeing with this person is I'm seeing this person was very sad. I don't know when this picture was taken, but I can see sadness in the energy. I can tell you this person is still physically around. I honestly feel that she's in Texas. They're showing me the energy. She doesn't want to come back. It was a very sad time. The angels are showing me that what happened there was that she put all of her out. You can see this person has been, you know, doing things all of her life. Think back with your aunt, and how many times did you really see your aunt smile? That's what I'm seeing here. I'm feeling very sorry for her. It makes tears come to my eyes. And what I percept is that she went ahead and she found herself a place and is recuperating in Texas. You haven't heard these years because she's giving herself back that nutrient. No, I know that there's an idea here, and I can feel with the picture, but your uncle was a very insecure, jealous man. He pretty much put the spotlight on her so much that finally he blinded her with all of his worries and fears. She was a beautiful woman, still is a nice, attractive woman, but she would gave and gave till she had to give some other energy. My prayers are with you, but do know this. I do feel that no harm has come to her. And I'm also seeing that later on she will make contact with you and want you to understand that she just had to have her own peace in life, that that's what's there. You know, please don't think harshly of her. It's not always easy to stay in a relationship where you're unhappy. Well, we're going to grab a hold of the phones now, and we're going to go wild. We have a Skype caller here. Can you hear me? I just unmuted it. There's about 16
yeah,
of you. So.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you. There's 16 Skype calls.
How are you? I saw a photo of you on with Jan, I guess, with Facebook. This is Shelley. How are you?
Great, Shelley. I've been wondering about you. I've been feeling good. And so you got to see the Facebook pictures of us. We've been getting out there. Do you see that we have new fans and everything there?
No, I didn't see that. Jan showed me pictures of her church, like the backyard. I want to say it's really pretty. And I spoke to her, it's about a month ago I chatted with her on Facebook. Yeah, she's really nice. So anyways, the reason why I called you is I'm getting close to my 50th show. When do you think I'm going to get a sponsor? I'm the one who has the show that get the women off the street, and I contacted all the sex workers organizations on my Twitter.
So glad you did, Shelley. And the guys are showing me that it looks sadly.
They're tough women to talk to, by the way. They're not so easy. They're much more educated than me, you know.
Oh my goodness. And here you are doing a good cause. And I know that what we've been, you know, working with the guys and what they're telling me, which is we're all putting our prayers out for you, because that is such a serious thing that needs to be, you need to have someone doing it. I feel that that's what's kind of getting a little bit happening too. The delay and the looking for the sponsor is coming, but they're telling me that they're not giving me a time today.
They're not giving you a time?
No. Is there a TV on or something?
Let me get that off. I'm sorry. So you think it's just going to be a little bit, you think I still got a little more time to get the sponsor?
That's what I feel, and I feel like you're getting close to your deadline for you, but I feel that it's going to just give it a little bit longer distance with it, go with a little bit more.
Because I'm getting to my 50th show very soon, you know that.
Yeah, I would think that. I'm glad for you. You know, my prayers are still going. We don't give up until the last one sings, and then we bring another one in. You know, there's going to happen with you. There's going to be some really beautiful energy happening for you. They said there's something else happening to bring in another individual and some other positive for you, Shelley, is that I feel like it is getting out there. There is, you're building a following from this.
Yeah, that was nice. Some people on Twitter that really like me. It's called the history of the state of Nevada. They made a whole new. They made me in their tweets. They made me part of their tweets today, which is really nice. You know,
you're a good person. I love you dearly. You're a good. I love your cause. It needs to help the girls that were on the streets. It needs to help people like you're doing. And I just, our heart goes out to you. So I apologize today. And I don't know why, for some numerology reason, with the guys are not giving me down the usual intense dates, but they're just telling me that to go in a little bit longer. And that there's also there's another blessing. I feel there's going to be somebody who really is out there who's going to make the difference, who has some ability to run your stuff on the TV or to put it there. I keep feeling and seeing an ability of someone working with you to be able to do that.
Because my boss, I think she's all about sales.
you know, that's the craziest thing. Here you are trying to help people.
And that's my tech. She's also my tech. And I always ask her, do you have any suggestions? What should I do? What should I do, Megan? And it's like, no. Or then she'll tell me, oh, you sounded tired. Or she told me I should sell my secrets one day. And I said, what? You know. And anyways. But I was going to ask you, I have I need to do some organic stuff. I have an infection. What can I take to help me get rid of an infection? What can I do that's organic?
What I feel with the infection, I feel like there's something going on within your system that you need to do all of them. You need to go from doing the blueberries that does the disinfectant.
I eat blueberries and strawberries, and I take garlic because I had a bad
celery.
Cold, so I stand garlic. So what else can I do?
They're telling me celery with you. Lots of celery. Celery is really a detoxin. There's also what is also happening within your system is that I feel like you're going through, like, I'm glad you're doing the garlic. The garlic is the other answer, but they're telling me that we need to get you back feeling good and lots of healthy string green beans, you know, the kind you buy in the store, not the can. The can is, it takes
I hate that. I can't eat canned. You know?
Good,
but
goodness.
The string beans you buy in the bag, you know, that are, you know what I'm talking about, that are from the produce, right?
Yep, and boil them down and cook them and eat them. I'm seeing that really well, you know, and that heals to the DNA there with you. That works a lot of times with cells and other parts of the energy.
And you just feel like it's an infection because it's just uncomfortable. So, you know, I just want it just to be an infection.
Oh, wish you were closer. I make a beautiful salad. I've learned to do a kale salad.
So just eat a lot of vegetables and I'll get this infection out of my skin. And that's all it really is, you know, because it just feels all irritated and all this, you know what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I rubbed my skin too hard or something like that. You know, where cortisone cream won't do anything. You know,
that's
what you just do a lot of vegetables.
Lots of that. That's what I'm seeing. My prayers go to you, Shelley. You hang in there. We love you dearly, and thank you for calling Psychics
Gone Wild. But you definitely see me like another person helping me with my stories, huh?
I do see that, and I'm apologizing that they're saying it's a little longer than 50. But you know, they know better. Hang in there; it's worth the wait.
Yeah, it could be 51 for all we know, right? Which isn't
very
far away, right? Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We love you going on with the show, and I'll make sure all of you guys that are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're here helping people with readings, helping out. Please do us a favor. If you've been into Facebook and you've seen on the ones, make sure and share our page, and we'll share yours. Those of you who go into Psychics Gone Wild group, we welcome that sharing, unless, of course, you are someone who is wanting just to share. You've got to be able to share and do the same favor. I had a lot of you people that were writing me and asking me what's going on. What's really going on is we share back and forth, but if I go to your site and I'm not allowed to put Psychics Gone Wild in, then I realize it's not all about you, it's about us, and what I want to do is I want to share with you, but we do this as a means, and we also do this to also help a lot of people. So if I help you, you help me, we all help. But if you only want me to help you, then I feel like the horse in the saddle, and I get a little uncomfortable. So going on, we love all of you. Let's do some work. 480, how are you? I love the laugh.
I'm good. How are you?
Really great. Sounds like you guys are having a party. You and the puppy and the wild woman laughing. I love it.
Yeah, it's a madhouse. We've got three of them here. So
cool, rocking. This is Jethro, and you are?
I am Mike from Arizona.
Welcome, Mike. I can feel some energy here with you happening. You know, it is a very intense energy there with you that's going on. You've got some decisions or some things that are happening, and Mike, you are making it happen. I feel like you're a manifestor or a generator there.
Excellent. I hope so, because that's what I'm waiting for.
I'm feeling it. I got, for me to pick it up, I've never, you know, if I read for you, I apologize. It's the first time I've picked up on the phone, just they're telling me right off quickly there's some other situations that are very much there. And I was talking about the 8 number. It's a very good number for you. Knowing and feeling that it's not only going to happen, the other part we want to make sure when you're manifesting is to completely set down and put the steps so that you have it through. A lot of individuals are like, I saw the picture, I read the book, I'm sitting here, I'm seeing the check, it's in the mail, the babies came, I got the, and then there 2 weeks later, because they didn't put those steps in there. Here we go. Give the guides a little bit more material to work with. You're asking in the universe to do it. I feel like there's something that you've been working on financially or something that you aren't only waiting, but there's something else that you have an ability, Mike. There's something you're doing here that's getting, I keep seeing the, like, is it the computer or numbers? Something with numbers.
Well, I work as a consultant, and so a lot of it's online through email and online networking. All over the world, and so I, you know, I've been working at this consulting for about a year and a half. So it seems like something's close, but it's just, you know, I don't know.
Okay, I feel it is. It is close, and that's what I'm seeing. Thank you, Mike, for calling in. I'm seeing the numbers. I'm seeing the computer. I'm seeing the exit things happening. I'm also seeing that the really positive energy that you've got going on is that your eyes and your angels are working with you at such a level. They're telling me that this is coming in. It's such an experience for you. That's what's supposed to take, and that's where it's going to happen. This is here and now. Saturn is doing it right now in Scorpio, which means the planet of karma is right now in the position of the house of power, handling, desire, working within your energies. It's there for 6 years. This is a good part for you, Mike. The guys are telling me now's the time to grab it. You've had some odd stalls and delays the last couple of years, and some of it's been other people. You're a very strong individual. But you get in with people, and I'm not trying to be rude, but I feel like they don't follow through, and then you feel disheartened, and unfortunately your idea gets crashed before it gets the right air to fly.
Yep, 100%.
You got my prayers. Definitely, we got to get that abundance prayer to you too, Mike. And thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. If you get a chance, put in on the PsycheGoneWild.com. We're going to be giving away a prize here in 2 minutes.
Sounds good. I'll jump online. Thanks.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. We got so many callers tonight and so little time. Please hang on. I'm losing my mind. I love when you guys call in. We're having fun here. Do bear with me. I'm a little tired. Obviously, this has been a long day. You guys, it's 9:30 here in the East Coast, and I've been up reading since this morning. So it gets a little kooky when it is this time. But the fun thing is we're still on the line, and we're going wild. I want to thank you, Amber, for writing in. She is in the contest tonight, Amber Heller. She loves listening to you, Jethro, stuck on Harlem Drive, trying to and get out of New York City. Well, we love you, Amber. Keep listening and get out of that city. You know, the good thing is I've been trying for years to get into that city. So those of you who know about it, got a fair, send it to me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I love to do some fairs up on the East Coast. And I'm in that position in my life now that I get to choose and go around. I had someone tease me today. They said, I called in and you have 7 appointments and I found out there's no time. I love you guys. Work with me. I do this because I love doing it. I also do it to help. But if there is a crisis and you call me, and it really is, and I am psychic, remember, work with it. But if you just call and you're uptight and you're like, Jethro, I'm tired and I wanted to get the reading today and I called in, I got to tell you, Walmart keeps doing that, and look what happens, how they've went. I'm just a little guy. I want to just read. I want to enjoy myself, and I want to enjoy it. So please give me a call. Let's see what I can do to help you. But no, I'm a one-man team, so don't get uptight, please. I don't have a complaint aisle. I don't want to hear it, and you don't want to tell me it. 215, you're on live. It's Psychic's Gone Wild, 215.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. How are you? I can feel the yellow energy. You're a little firecracker, I can see. 4th of July is coming soon.
Yeah, it's been a week, man. Oh, my gosh. But I want, my name's Jackie, calling from Delaware, wanted to find out about my love life.
Okay, Jackie, and I'm picking up the energy here that is, this is clearing the way with something that's going on. I feel like that you've got other people that have got some loose ends, or somebody's pining away for you. There's something where they're not sure, or something's going on there, and I feel that this is why it's been a little bit of the energy that they're showing me. They're clearing it out, the guides, and they're showing me that the love life with you is going to be, I keep seeing a gentleman who, he has, like, sideburns is what I'm seeing.
His what?
Sideburns. He looks like he has a very sleek cut. He looks like a bad boy, Jackie. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my God. Like Elvis.
Well, yeah, kind of, but not. Yeah, kind of, oh, my God, like Elvis. Listen to Jackie. This little firecracker, here she is now going for the king. She just got... He's already climbing up the ladder to tease him. No, I'm just teasing you. I love this. Yes, he has left the building. We have a couple people writing in going, Jethro, what are you guys doing? What we're doing is I'm cleaning up water in the middle of being fried in the middle of electric sling. I'm reading with Jackie, and we're talking about her love life, and I said he had sideburns. I didn't say he yearned for sides. I said he had sideburns. There's someone's writing me. I tease you, Jackie. They write me, go, well, if he's hungry, all he has to do is come over and get a side. It's not a side of ribs, you guys. Work with me. I know in the South we eat all the time and we love to have parties, but we also have to work once in a while. I'm trying to help Jackie here. Oh, my gosh. You give them one thing and they go wild. What I feel with you, Jackie, that's happening also with your energy is that I'm seeing this man, and I've got to talk with you a little bit. I feel that you have something there that's kind of blocking with you having the relationship a little bit. Do you have some people that are staying there, or some people that are giving a say in what goes on with Jackie? I don't feel this is children of yours, but I feel somebody has a say with you.
No. I mean, I'm single, been single for a long time, and, you know, so nobody really... I don't know if there's somebody on the other side that's blocking.
Something's blocking, and that's why I laugh, because, you know, I got to tell you, I got to thinking about this. This look is like that kind of look. We're talking, I honestly don't think we're going to see someone around. If we do, he's going to stand out a little, because what I keep seeing, and Jackie, I'm reading through the phone with you. I'd like to sometime maybe with you. We'll have to... you know, do help with it, or, you know, if we get a chance with you, I would definitely suggest you getting to a meeting or something, because I keep seeing this gentleman who is, he looks to me kind of like the Fonz look. Remember the Fonz back in the day? And that's
I'm
talking, that kind of dark hair, kind of a woo, and then he's got the little bit of the sideburns. He's a, you know, he's a looker, he's a nice guy, but he seems to have that little bit of that bad boy edge like he had too, and I feel he's been with you for a little while, so what's telling me is that's who's blocking. If it is somebody from the other side, you have a spirit, or you have some other work there that's going through some other part of it that's doing that. I feel that's where it's happening.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Do we got
to
figure out? Yeah, she's like, get him out of here. What time and day were we doing this? You know, if he had the love in the 70s, he's missed his boat, baby. You know, it went.
Right.
You know, something there. Yeah. And I feel that. Jackie, I thank you for calling in. I apologize a little bit here. I don't know if the water set me off or what, but I'm a little discombobulated too. But I can feel that. I keep seeing this gentleman, and it's like he does have that, you know, it's funny. I mean, you did say when you said the king, I can think of like, yeah, actually back in that day, that kind of look.
Interesting. All right, well, I hope your computer's okay, and don't be discombobulated.
Oh, I love you. Thank you for being such a good listener and friend. You know, and Jackie, with going in with the part here, go to psychesgonewild.com. We're giving away some really nice opalite necklaces tonight. If you'd like an opalite necklace, which helps you with your healing and abilities, please put into psychesgonewild.com. You can win a necklace.
Okay, thank you so much.
You. We are picking up the phones, and I say we, there's just me and my guest and my wet hands and water all over here, handling the wild night of Psyche's Gone Wild. If you get a chance and you haven't had one of those examples of doing this, do me a favor. Sit down and go through your computer and type in a couple of things to check it out. Check out your numerology. Go to one of those three sites they have now. Put in your date of birth. See if you're a 6. See if you're a 7 or 5. You know, if you're a 1 person, then you always have to be in the lead and you like the intensity and you feel your life and that fits for you, go with it. If you go in there and you find out that your birth number and your date of birth, which you'll put in, tell you in your numerology that you are a very strong 22, which is a very prime number, and your life was there, and you're not feeling happy, and you're like, this is really out there. Sit down and work with some of the things of it. One of them is nicknames. Let's say you've been called Gigi for 27 years. Your name is Zebrebra, and you're known for all of these things with this stuff of looking at the path and all of the names. But when you type in, your parents gave you that strong name. If you don't like your physical name, I'm a good example. I have not went by this physical name for quite a few years. When I was younger, I did not go by Jethro. That I found out and I realized, as the guides were explaining to me, it's a name of power. Using your name with it. I apologize. A lot of you guys are getting dropped off. You know, this is about helping the others. There's a couple of you guys that I'm not going to pick up tonight. I've read for you guys in the last 3 weeks. I love you, but you guys, you've called in every night, and that's not what this is. What this is to help new people and to help each other back and forth and to help you occasionally. I love you listening in, but just, you know, and pass if I do pick up the phone. We've got a lot of callers, a lot of time, and I want you to do that. So sit down and come up with a clever nickname. And you don't have to do this to the whole world. This isn't something you go to your work with and everything else. I want to be called Zsa Zsa. I want to be called Billy Boy. I want to be called Hot Cha. You know, you hear the kids and you see this energy. There is a physical persona by this. So with your close friends and other ones, say, I just want to do this. Let's try it. Let's call me Pink Tequila this week. And you go by this name that you've come up with, and you've done the numerology of it, and this name is a positive name. You're going to feel the energy of the influence and the cause and effect in the planet to bring this into you. Yes, it's silly. Yes, it's wild. Yes, it's fun. And yes, it works. So give it a shot. Take it on. Grab it on and see what you feel. Let me know at psychesgonewild.com what happened with the week that I put my name up. Those winners we will be giving away here around my birthday, November, with my name, and we'll be giving their way around November 12th. It's actually my son's birthday also. And those who've put in the best answer, and we'll go with this, the Psyche's Gone Wild team will vote on it. DC Love will be able to say, does she like the story? Jan Bach Drakey, Patty Negri, Melissa Berman, Dina Flanagan, Gary Wimmer, Mystic Haven, and Linda Irwin. All of our people will be there working with it. Yes, there are changes. I've had some of you guys go, what happens? People go on and do their own shows, they go do other stuff. We want you guys to be, more importantly, those of us will put together for you, and then we'll give away a prize to that person that comes up with the best example. Let's say you sit down and you come up with a path of 6, which means people number. You come up with this cool name, and every time you're using this name that week, all of a sudden you start to see and make more friends. After the week's over, you should have different people. If you have a nickname that's very solid and you've used it for years, and I'm Dot, and I've always been known as Dot, and I'm at the end of the sentence, and that's the way I am. Well, Dot is a person that does this energy, and it comes up that's really good for you. Okay, you know, this isn't your contest. But if you do want to try it, let me see what you do. Let's go a little wild this time. 813, we've got a Florida number. How are you, 813?
Hey, Jethro, it's Kathy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm so glad to hear from my little wild Kathy. I'm glad to see you're out there and having the wildness in this water. You didn't wash away when all this water was hitting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got your text this morning. Thank you very much for thinking of me. I really appreciate it.
I love you dearly, and I do think of you so often. I want to make sure you're okay. You're invited to our party. We're doing a 4th of July party here at my office. We're going to do a psychic circle, and then we're going to eat ribs, watermelon, go a little wild. We've said we were trying to get our music guy to come in and maybe do the karaoke machine. We can dance out in the parking lot. I thought it'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Okay, I'll definitely try to make an attempt to be there, I promise.
Good. Okay, well, what's going on here? I feel like you're really stressed. What's happening, Kathy?
I put a picture on the Psychics Gone Wild website. My best friend, I hear from him like every day, every other day, and I've written, I've texted, I've, you know, sent emails and everything. I've called hospitals, and I don't know where he is. And he's a disabled veteran with really bad PTSD, and I just need to know that he's safe, you know, like not dead in a ditch somewhere.
Okay, and I'm going here to. I'm glad. Looking at the energy going in together, it looks like you two are gonna. I'm seeing the picture here now. I am picking up some energy. I feel like the guides are telling me that he also is working out another part of his situation. I'm a little concerned here. I feel like he's having some problems. He's having a lot of his own energies and an admission of what's going on. And I feel like that he's not unfairly a little bit of you know, going into energy with you that is it's like he's back. I don't think he's getting a hold of everything. I am feeling that he's still. I don't think that something bad has happened, but I do feel that he's in a weird situation. He's gotten in himself in a site where he's taken out some other work that he wants to work with. I'm so glad you called me. This is a hard one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I do feel he really cares with you, but I feel like he's going through something again that he also wanted to handle himself, and that is to work with some other individuals, some things that he wanted to go with.
Yeah, I was going to say he's in a very bad marriage, and he wants to get divorced, and his wife threatens him constantly, you know, I'll turn the family against you, you'll never see your grandchildren again, and it's just a really, really bad situation. So I'm thinking that's probably why he's shut down.
Exactly, and I got to tell you, the sad part that's also happening is that there's a little bit of energy also that's got to go through the other part of his guide work, and that is to be able to develop another part of him so that they can go there. I feel this is also another part of some sadness that happened there. They said that he also went to another situation of going into... I feel there's a part of depression going on here, and I'm just going to be blunt. This is what I'm perceiving spiritually because I'm seeing a lot of blue around him, and I'm seeing a lot of intensity, and I feel that. And I don't think, you know, we know that that's one of those things that he's working with you and some of the other work.
Right. Yeah, he does have issues with depression and PTSD.
That's what I'm feeling. My prayers here with you. I know this is an easy one, but I do feel that there will be contact here shortly with it. I also know, as any of us friends has ever met you, Kathy, we all love you, and I know that he knows that, you know, with your heart, that he knows that he's in it. He just got to find this part of him so he can be more, I feel like, more of what he was supposed to do or what he wants to do. There's a part of him that's going through something else is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. I know he's got a lot of issues. Okay, but he will be in contact, you think, shortly in, you know, a couple of days, weeks, months?
Days. I feel a couple of days. And I love with you, dear. Definitely, we should see if we get his buns down here. He can come with us and eat some ribs and dance a bit and breathe.
That would be nice.
Love you, Kathy. Got to roll.
Okay, thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. Have a
good day. Bye.
You too. We are here on Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Jethro going just as wild as I can, grabbing a hold of phones. Don't get excited. We've still got a little time. I'm going to get a few more of the guys in to help you. 313, you're having static. How are you, 313?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. I welcome you. This is Jethro, and you are on Psychics Gone Wild. Do you have a question, 313?
No, I don't have a question. I want you to do the talking. I want you to pick up on what you're picking up on. Let's go.
Oh. All right. Give me your name so I have permission to read you.
Sherelle,
I'm picking up with you that you are an individual that's working out some energy right now that you're looking. I feel that the guides are showing me there's energy there, but I also feel that there's a part of your guide work that's working with you to make sure that there's other strengths for you, Sherelle, that's going in. They said that there's not only your angel work happening, but there's some other work that's going to take place here in the next month or two. I don't feel that you have a relationship or you have the right relationship, because they're showing me that your heart chakra, you're ready for some change.
Now, is it with a specific guy?
I do feel that that's a good situation. I feel that that's going to be the change that's going to even go with it. They said that he also has got something that he, no matter what he does or what he says, has, you know, happening another energy. He said that he's going to be able to been there with you, and they said no matter what you want to go through, this man is going to still be around in your life. I feel there's something going on with you. You have some other people that are trying to push or get their way with you, and it's not working. You're going to do what Sherelle wants to do.
That is true.
I love
that
the girl
is true.
You tell her. You get down.
And
you're
I love this guy. I love this guy. We've been together 4 years. We took a break off for a year, and now we're working on getting back together, and I feel like this is a guy for me. I love him. Love him dearly. I hope we get an apartment soon. That's what I'm looking for.
Good. I said, you guys get out here. I do like the best braised ribs. We're going to eat, go wild. We're going to dance, see if these Navis pairs down here can dance up and see what campfires will do.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been trying to get in touch with my guys. I've been meditating, manifesting everything. I'm a great manifester. And I'm like, okay, come on, guys. I want to connect with you. I meditate, but they're not coming to me. I don't know why, but... Okay.
You know, now talk to me a little bit. Now that's why you need to you need to get some of that opalite. Opalite opens that energy up, and opalite works with the crown and the chakra. You've got the manifesting, but we got to get the lines open. It's like doing a telephone call, and not all the lines are connected to the phone, to the wall, to the receiver. But
right.
You've got the ability. You've got a lot reading with your heart, and I love with your meditating, because you've got all the engines going, girl. You've got everything ready to go.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to put my best work effort into everything. I've been manifesting to get in the car, an apartment, and working with my guys, because I need that new car and the apartment. That's what me and him trying to work on. But I just recently had a job interview the other day, so I hope that go well.
So, and if the angels are listening to you, you're on the prime, and I love what the angels are showing me also. They're also showing me that what's going to also work out for your advantage is that they're going to put you and him in a situation where he's going to prove to you he really loves you. There's another part of that with you guys. There's something that happened before.
How so?
You've had people before that just didn't go the whole hall with you. They get in there, and you're for real. When you say stuff, you mean it. And he's going to prove it to you in a way with his verbal. I see him doing this to you, helping you.
How so?
It's being what they say he's going to be. You've got to have a man, Sherelle. You've had the boys. You're ready for the real man. That's what they're saying. That's what you see him. Oh, my gosh. Your guys are funny. You're going to love when your guys come in, because they don't hold back. They're like, she's had the boys. She's ready for the man, Michael. You're going to have to step up to play. You better be on the game. You know.
Yeah, Michael, you better step it up. And my guys, they just like me. I like that. Just like you said, they don't play. I don't play. They just like me. I love my guys. But I want to hold up your line. It was a pleasure with you reading me. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you for calling, Terrell. You rock it. Please tell
You're
your
welcome.
Friends.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good evening. Don't work too hard, okay?
Okay, I got the water. Loving you guys. We were having fun. Sherelle was here. We were teasing her. Now, those of you that are calling in, remember that 773-897-6461 is the where to get the fun. Don't be calling those other numbers. Call us. Here we are, another Skype caller. Did you hear me go on mute? It's you. Okay, they're a little shy. Hello, did you hear me? Okay, there. That's okay. You don't have to say nothing. 770, what do you know? 770, let's go. If your area code is 770, you have a chance to talk. Now I'm scared. I hope that we are connected. We are, and the water's not up to my knees yet. We're still good. We're loving it. How about 269? 269, the money is mine. How about you, 269?
Hello.
You're on. We found a one.
Yay,
we found a one.
You can hear me.
Oh, yes, I know. What is going on? We've got about four of them that are silent ones.
All right. Well, no, I'm not silent by any means. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Now, I have caught positive people. I got the water cleaned up. The computer's still working. I'm talking to you guys. I'm a little worried. I just, like, started the show out by pouring my bottle of water on me and everything. It just went crazy.
Well, wipe it up, because you got your hands full with this one.
Okay. Let's get her down.
All right. First of all, my name is Deborah.
Hello, Deborah.
How are you?
Excellent.
Okay. All right. What I want to know is, are you familiar with frequencies? With harmonic frequencies of 88? For some reason, everything that I am doing is harmonically toned to an 88 frequency, which is the new toning after the second pattern of the 34th grid on the Earth pattern shifted. So it's resonating now with the new frequencies of the pyramid. But anyways, let's get out of that. What do you see coming my way this month?
The
88 frequency.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of energy with you. You're right, and it's like you're wired in for sound. I would say you've also got some other energy going there very good that I'm seeing some individuals that are going to put this where it needs to be with you working out some other situations. You're supposed to help many. That's like a conduit or something. They're showing me, the angels, that you have capabilities that are different shapes, different ways, and these other things that are putting in are going to be able to clear out a lot of the negative eons and energies that have been around this planet for a while.
Absolutely. With the polar shift, you know, Kutumi has made it very clear, as well as Ashtar, that this time the frequencies have changed. Everything in our body resonated perfectly with the Earth. Everything that the Earth has will sustain our physical bodies. However, with the polar shift and the core slowing down and the grid shift, we're experiencing, well, we will be experiencing more illness. So the frequency of the 88 needs to be toned, and I was hoping you could pick out exactly which tone it's supposed to be attuned to.
Oh, my goodness. That's very excellent. I feel like it is. I can tell you what I'm getting is I'm getting the heart reason, and they say with the C sharp, but they're telling me music. They're also showing me other resonations of some very beautiful, it sounds like a guitar music. I'm hearing it in musical form. I apologize. For my family and the energies, that's how a lot of times we utilize the angels with it, and they're showing me that you're also working out another part of you, that you're going to also do this. Like, I'm seeing you like a tuning rod, and this energy coming in and working with you in such a level that you're able to completely get each and everything you wanted cleaned out with this. That makes, I'm so glad. I do grids, and I do a lot of work with the Earth, with my Native American, and I can see you working the ley lines.
Okay, well, then with the 88 shift, you know, the pyramid energy was shifted from 74.365293, and it's shifted now to a solid 88, which means the heart's resonating now with an 88.
Oh, my God. I'm learning. I'm loving it. You got to get down here and come to our Friday, the party we're going to be doing for the 4th of July.
Oh, sweetie, where are you at? Because I'm in Michigan, and my schedule is booked probably solid. I would have to check with some of my agents, but I'm booked.
That's too bad.
The frequency with the 88 is very, very important. And it's funny that you're talking about music, because I've actually put the ultraviolet with the North Pole,
the North Pole
magnetic force. So when you add the ultraviolet and the magnetic force of North Pole to the frequencies of the human chakras and add that to the heartbeat of 88 by using pyramid energy, what I'm seeing is a planetary elevation.
Excellent.
What's your take on that?
I agree very much, Deborah, and I feel very honored with the coming in, because the guys are showing me, and it's ironic, it was meant to be tonight in Patterns Intent, because that's my favorite number. I'm also in Destiny Cards on 8, and it's like, with that energy I was talking about tonight, that's my favorite cover to manifest with. I love the 8s to manifest, and with the double 88 that you're talking, I'm seeing a lot of it, so I'm believing it. It's a shame, our schedule, someday we're going to have to
manifest. Yeah, if you're talking manifesting, using a simple pyramid toned to the 88, I mean, you can use copper pyramids toned to 88 along with what's known as the periportal plate systems, which are just freaking phenomenal. We have manifested at a rate that's just phenomenal. Normally, manifestation comes as the intent purifies, as it goes through the layers of the grid into the universal consciousness, and then it's returned back in physical. By using the 88 and changing the heartbeat to the 88 frequency, which is done by placing either a periportal, creating a periportal, or in the copper grid, that 88, and that's why it's so significant for you to have an 88 frequency, especially in the line of work that you're doing. It goes beyond the manifesting. That's almost an instant. The aspect that you're telling me that you do, that you resonate, your frequencies resonate with an 8, and I'm getting the double 88. The purpose of the phone call could have been nothing more than to enlighten you to the double 88.
It is. I love it, Deborah. If you ever get a chance, I'd love to have you on as a guest and go more. We've got a lot of people more curious about this. We could do me and you in an hour show, and you rock. Together, we'd be 88, and we would not be late. We'd be having a party. It'd be fun.
You aren't even kidding. I don't know. When you start, you know, there's a fine line when people are talking with the one thing that I find that stuns a lot of my audience, especially in a large group, is trying to get them to understand that this information comes from light beings. Light beings are also angels. In fact, the angels stand with the planetary elders. But some of them, you start talking planetary elders, and they start thinking, woo, this is nuts. I'm a Christian. I can't do anything other than angels. And getting them to understand that we are all angelic as far as being beings of light. We all resonate to the same frequencies as light, but we're trapped inside of the physical body. So in order to elevate even higher using the ultraviolet and the North Pole, there again, we're going to pull those elevations and allow ourselves to communicate clearly with the angelic being as well as the light being, the pure light being.
Hang on, I love you, Deborah. We forgot you guys that have tuned in. I grabbed the name out of your psychesgonewild.com. The Opalite winner is Deborah Reed. So Deborah Reed, you've won, and Nancy Redeschio. So both of you are going to win necklaces. We thank you guys for tuning in. It's a night for Deborah's. Deborah, you got your friends writing in too. Thank you. I love this. I'd love to talk to you more. We got about 2 minutes. Definitely you do this in public speaking, because I'm feeling with your angels and blessing that you were brought to me. This has been a very angelic day. Every client I've read today, it's just been a very, very positive, very good day for me. The angels and I had a dream last night that there was light angels there. It started today with a lady who saw angels in front of her today, who they looked cartoon shape, and she was teasing me, and I've seen the angels, and all of a sudden I started having this 88, all this 8 number. Here you are.
Yeah.
I feel it's there. I feel very blessed. Thank you, Deborah, for calling.
You're welcome, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank God. And take care. We're going to be getting back a little bit wilder with all of you guys here. Loving it. Thank you, Deborah. And we are handling the phones. I hope a couple of you guys go. We got less than a minute. You know what that means. We have to go wild faster. No, I'm teasing. We have to go now. What I love with you guys is it's been Friday or Thursday night. I'm a little wild, a little tired. Tomorrow night, it's Jethro and Patty Negri. Get ready to go wild. We have a special guest who's never been on Psyche's Gone Wild. I got to tell you, I'm very proud of this student. I am so excited. Get ready to hear April. You've got to be ready for this one. If you're ready, this is American Federation Certified Psychic Positive Woman rocking, going to bring the house down. So if you're ready to have the roof take off, call in tomorrow night. You're going to love it. This is Jethro at 773-897-6461. Remember, if you aren't going wild, you're not doing it right. So make sure you enjoy yourself. All right? See you tomorrow night.